10 years.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
All right, welcome into the 2019 Talk Sports Spelling Bee. John, you'll go first. Bouquet.
Can I have a definition, please?
A bunch of flowers.
Bouquette.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Cody, your word is chameleon. Definition is a lizard that
can... I know what a chameleon is.
...as protection, change color.
C-H-A-M-E-L-I-O-N.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Airing every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Cody, your word is geisha.
You mean like the...
a Japanese like woman trained as a singer or dancer. Geisha.
G-E-S-H-A.
I lost it. Hold on. Oh, that's incorrect.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
John, your word is hippopotamus.
H-I-P-P-O-P-O-T-A-M-U-S. Hippopotamus.
Nailed it.
I am the smartest man alive! Hour 3 kicking off the Fan Run Studios. Man, we got to squeeze a lot of these movies in. We're like 2 days away from Endgame. We still got like 8 movies to do. Supposed to do it last round. Then we started talking about blue chippers. I just kind of expected that to be a short. Josiah James is a top 20 prospect and turned into a bigger discussion. And that's just my fault. We talk too much sports.
Turns out we like talking basketball, huh?
Didn't have any time for the damn movie reviews because we talk too much sports. Give me your Hour 3 headlines, sir.
Thank you, John.
You are welcome, Cody.
The North Carolina Tar Heels landed the number 3 player in the nation, speaking of basketball recruits, Cole Anthony. You've heard of him?
Yes.
He committed to the Tar Heels.
That is Greg Anthony's son.
He is the top unsigned player in the class of 2019. Now he's signed. Picked the Tar Heels over Oregon.
Did you know that was Greg Anthony's son?
No, I did not.
Do you know who Greg Anthony is?
Of course I know who Greg Anthony is.
He's where Greg Anthony went to college?
Yeah. He's a 5-star combo guard. He announced this morning that he has ended his recruitment process and will play for Roy Williams.
He made that announcement on Get Up. He went on ESPN, like just doing like a random TV show. I was like, yeah, here's where I'm going to school. Seems weird. Seems kind of unfair to the like we talk about all this unfairness in recruiting and oh, we can't pay players because not everyone can afford to pay players. Do you see other colleges having prospects go on TV and be like, hey, yeah, in front of a national audience of, yeah, I'm going to North Carolina. Do you see, like, ESPN going and doing training camps with other schools like they do with Kentucky where they give Calipari a week of free promotion? Same as, like, Alabama in football.
Yeah, it must be nice to have.
I mean, it really helps recruiting.
I like how we just pick out the people who get to do that.
Hey, if we're worried about fairness and what other schools can and can't do, maybe we don't let John Calipari coach the U18 Team USA and get the end on all this recruiting with people. Maybe we don't let Coach K coach Team USA.
I saw someone say yesterday that Bryce Harper looks like a rhythm guitarist from a 1980s country band, and that made me laugh.
Is that the headline?
That's a headline, yeah.
Okay.
Did you hear
headline? Someone says Bryce Harper, or no. Let's rework the headline. I'm not much of a journalist. Headline, local radio host.
I don't think the headline starts with headline. Headline,
headline, colon, local radio host, big dumb idiot Cody McClure laughed at the idea of Bryce Harper being a rhythm player in a 1980s country band.
I just wanted to give credit for the tweet that I saw. I thought it was very funny.
Well, who said it? You didn't give the person credit.
Oh, well, I didn't happen to notice who said it.
You can't just say I'm giving credit and not give the person credit. Hey, whoever I saw that from.
I mean, it wouldn't be that hard to figure out who it was. I thought it was funny. Did you hear about MMA fighter Joyce Vieira?
No.
Well, she beat up a man on a beach.
Well, I didn't hear of her name, but I heard of attractive MMA fighter posing for pictures. Creep comes behind her masturbating, and she turns around and knocks him out.
Well, that's one way to put it. But, yeah, that's what happened. Some creepy guy in Brazil learned his lesson the hard way. before being arrested on charges of sexual harassment.
Do you think that writer did that on purpose?
I don't think so. It's one of these, like, it's just CBS sports nerds, you know? So I doubt he did it on purpose, but good joke anyway. So while doing a photo shoot,
he was blasted in the face by an MMA fighter.
It was a sticky situation. While doing a photo shoot in Rio de Janeiro recently, the Brazilian amateur fighter Joyce Vieira noticed a nearby onlooker acting suspiciously. Initially, she couldn't tell what the strange man was doing, but she eventually discovered that, as you said, he was fondling himself while watching her photo shoot. She verbally confronted the man first, who was later identified as 27-year-old Josini Ferreira, and told him to stop. That proved to be ineffective. He continued to touch himself and responded to her by saying, "What, you don't like it? Come here." Oh boy. That decision was ill-advised, as it prompted her to utilize her fighting skills. She went after the man, who had his trunks pulled down, and kicked him. He reportedly attempted to fight back, but quickly realized the woman he was messing with was fully capable of ruining his day.
Talk about an unhappy ending.
I would not want to get in a fight with an MMA fighter.
I would imagine he didn't know she was an MMA fighter. Probably just thought she was a woman on the beach taking photos.
Yeah. Well, apparently he did get a punch in. She said, "His punch made me even angrier. I wanted to kill him," she told a Brazilian newspaper.
So he got a punch in?
He did get a punch in. Apparently she won the fight, though. He was able to get away from her before she could inflict too much damage. But he could not evade the police, who arrested him for masturbating in public.
Okay.
There were some photos of the incident posted to Facebook. Yeah, good for her.
You got any more headlines?
Yeah, I do. Jonathan Stewart with the Panthers for one day to retire.
I was going to say, wait, what?
He did that thing where you sign for one day to retire. It's like an honorary thing.
Does Jonathan Stewart deserve that type of love?
I don't know, but he's getting it.
The whole one day I'm going to retire as a so-and-so, I feel like should only be for like borderline Hall of Famers, or at least team Hall of Famers. And I don't feel like Jonathan Stewart is a team Hall of Famer. I think Jonathan Stewart was a backup in Carolina for 75% of his career. He was behind like D'Angelo Williams, and then he started for a little bit, and then he was behind Christian McCaffrey, and then it was over.
He won't even make the Charlotte Sports Hall of Fame.
He might be able to make it next to Buzz, be there next to Buzz Peterson, but Jonathan Stewart doesn't deserve that type of love.
Doesn't seem like he would. The Raiders are reportedly planning to make a surprising pick at number 4. After sending their scouts home, the Raiders are apparently set to make an unexpected selection. On Monday, Ian Rappaport said they are looking at some sort of surprise pick at number 4 that would necessitate absolute secrecy. "That is what I understand. A pick at number 4 we are not expecting," Rappaport says. "So what that actually is, I do not know. It's a pick that should surprise us." Wonder who it could be. Good chance they'll botch it.
Most likely.
Can't wait to see that happen.
I'll be honest, I didn't hear anything you said just then. I'm sorry. I know you worked hard on that headline.
The Raiders are expected to make a very, very shocking, surprising pick at number 4.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely botching that. You were right.
Someone that no one expects.
Drew Lock, come on down.
Oh, well. Now that would be something.
I could honestly see Gruden and Mayock loving Daniel Jones from Duke. Oh, he's big, tall, strong. He's the white Jamarcus Russell. Let's bring him back to Oakland.
What is your password?
So which... I have different passwords for everything.
Give us a few of them.
I hate my co-host 44. Capital H for hate. Oh. Many people think you should capitalize the first letter of your password. I usually capitalize other letters.
Well,
good for protection. Cody is a big dumb idiot. 120.
Okay, that's enough.
Ben Lee and me.
That would be a good one.
Is stupid. 00.
69. A recent survey revealed the internet's most vulnerable passwords and the most popular passwords that were easiest to hack.
Okay.
Several combinations.
Password is probably one of them. Password one.
It's actually not.
Ah.
The top 10 most common.
What about ASDFGHJKL semicolon? That was one of mine whenever I was younger. It was just the middle row all the way across. I feel like that's common.
Well, there's one similar to that. The number three one is QWERTY. Ah. That one. The most common password.
They stopped at Y?
Yeah.
Do most passwords only need six letters? I feel like most need eight, but okay.
A lot of these have six letters, but it's a list of the most common passwords to hack that hackers were successfully able to predict. The number one most predictable password was 123456. And then number two, 123456789. And then that one I just told you, QWERTY. Number four was password. ABC123 made the list. Password one made the list.
Password one, yeah.
But there were several like names too that were in the top 20. Like Blink182 apparently is a common password. I love you, monkey, dragon.
Blink182 is a cool one. Yeah. I was thinking some Blink182 in the in the office earlier this morning.
I love Blink182. It's just like a weird thing for.
If you need eight characters, I'm Blink's never, five, 182 is three.
Yeah. I've never thought
five
of that.
Plus three, eight.
Which is also in the name, Blink182.
In the car, I just can't wait to pick you up on our very first date. Is it cool if I hold your hand? Is it wrong if I think it's lame to dance? Pretty good, right? I sound like that guy.
Basically.
I mean, pretty close.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
It's about the same.
I think if anybody closes their nose, they can get close.
I didn't close my nose, though. That's the important
thing. That is one thing. You just went straight vocals.
Straight, yeah.
Is that one of the most common impersonations?
I think most people do it with the song I Miss You, because it's very prevalent in that one, too.
Don't waste your time on me. I'm already a voice inside your head.
I miss you.
Miss you, miss you.
Hello there.
Cowboys 1 was the most hackable NFL password.
Sounds about right. Stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Have you seen at all what's happened with been happening with Danny Amendola?
Oh yeah, going on Instagram and talking about his passionate sex with Livia Culpo. Is that her name? Is that a different person?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like that's her name. No, that's her name. I was really surprised at your level of knowledge of the story.
Yeah, those kind of stories interest me. Sports stories are very interesting to me when they're not on the field. I like off-the-field stories.
He aired her out on Instagram.
I saw. He got very emotional.
He did. You never want to get emotional. And maybe this should be a rule, but I feel like if you say anything longer than three sentences about your ex, it's going to get really cringy.
He talked about his private life and how he always wants to keep it private and then put it out in public.
I'm okay with the idea of, like, hey, you're a quote-unquote public figure. Maybe address the elephant in the room. Like, if you're in a public relationship and you break up, like, it's kind of weird just to ignore it, right?
Right, like when Pete Davidson got dumped by Ariana Grande.
You had to kind of
acknowledge it.
But I feel like the rule should be, like, you get 2.5 sentences.
I think that's fair. I think
we both love each other. We agreed to go our separate ways. I wish her nothing but the best.
Boom, done.
We had some differences in our lives of how we wanted to choose to live them. I have nothing but love for her. Wish her nothing but the best.
Hope she's well. We had really wild sex, and I hope she's well.
I mean, I think that's fair, right? Like, can we make that a rule? Anything over three sentences, and you're going to come off cringy.
Yeah, because once you start getting into paragraph form, it's like, all right, Did you just send her a text like that? Is it one of those texts where, you know, they just scroll for days?
Have either of you, Cam, Ben, have either of you seen this story with Danny Amendola and his ex-girlfriend, Olivia who?
Culpo.
Is she somebody?
You guys keep up with sports.
Is she somebody? Cam says he follows her on Instagram. Yeah, she's like an Instagram model or
somebody.
I mean, is she famous or is she just an Instagram like model influencer or whatever?
I think she's just an influencer. I don't know what she – I'm not sure how she got famous.
Okay. Well, Danny, apparently on Cam – I mean, Cam, you follow on Instagram too, Cody, or no?
No.
Instagram, has she been wilding out?
She's an American model, actress, former beauty pageant title holder.
Yeah, okay, she's beautiful.
She's got a little bit more credentials than just Instagram.
Yeah.
She won some actual pageants.
But
and,
she's made her way on Instagram, though. She's definitely dominated.
Okay. I'm just saying she has...
She's been Miss USA and Miss Universe.
Okay, so she's got some credentials. She's a step above Instagram model. A couple steps above that.
But she's dominated the Instagram platform.
She is now on Instagram and probably feels the need to document her life and, you know, probably helps her out in terms of making money.
I feel like we should have known she was Miss America.
Why? Why should we have known that? I cannot name any other Miss Americas. I can't name any of them.
You can't name any?
No. I mean, that's besides Olivia. I don't even remember her last name. Olivia Culpo?
Culpo, yeah.
I can name her. I can't name any other Miss Americas.
Wow, I'm surprised you can't name any.
You named all the Heisman Trophy winners from 1990 on. Name the 2014 Miss America.
I have no idea.
15?
No idea.
16?
No idea.
17?
I'm surprised you can't name any, though.
Do you know who the 2012 Miss Universe winner was?
No.
Olivia Culpo?
Olivia Culpo.
Nailed it.
I know
she was the first American winner since 1997.
Wow.
I know that the one woman, like 2 years ago, that won it did not win it.
Was she our closest white girl that actually looked like she was from the rest of the world? We went with a Miss America that looked ethnic.
Yeah.
Was that the one Steve Harvey?
Kind of, she looked kind of Italian.
Who was the one Steve Harvey messed up? Is that Olivia Culpo?
Yeah, she's got some. She looks ethnic.
She doesn't look
white, I guess. Is that weird to say she looks ethnic? She doesn't look white.
She's tan.
She's got like an olive skin tone.
Yeah, she looks like she could be from many countries.
She could just be tan. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know if that's offensive to say or not. I don't know.
I don't know. We're all different shades. I mean.
That's what makes us beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Not as beautiful as her, but.
No. She's more attractive than us.
Yeah.
But,
Rhode Island. Cam says she's from Rhode Island. There ain't no way. They don't have girls like that in Rhode Island.
You guys experts on Rhode Island or something?
Never seen a girl like that come from
Rhode beautiful
Island.
Women all over the world.
I would say that many people who are rich up north moved to Rhode Island. I don't have anything to really back that up. It just feels like a rich person place for me.
Not true, Ben. Go to Antarctica. No beautiful women there. Except
I'd bet there's some attractive scientists there.
Maybe the
who
scientists.
Who have beauty and brains.
But there's no attractive natives there in Antarctica.
Let the natives mingle with the attractive scientists, and who knows, maybe there will be in a couple generations.
Does anyone live in Antarctica?
No.
Like on the outskirts or anything?
No.
It's just unlivable,
I don't
right?
I think there are outskirts of Antarctica. I think it's just a block of ice in the water.
It's always been...
Well, the outskirts are the part by the ocean.
Yeah, like I don't... Well, no, it's all...
It's always been deemed uninhabitable.
No one has ever been able to live there.
That was one of my favorite levels of Twisted Metal 2 on PlayStation. You go
uninhabitable?
To that was tough. Because if you're going too fast, you go off the sides. If you get hit by a missile and you're driving to the sides, you go off in the water. And
So that was a flat earther game. Eventually, you just drive off the side.
Well, I mean, you don't. No, I mean.
Some people believe that.
Right, but.
But
people who believed in the earth being cursed still think you can fall off of an iceberg into the ocean and die. Like.
I thought you meant just go off the side of the earth.
No, you fall off the big block of ice into the water like 100 feet and die.
There is that whole Titanic thing.
Yeah, like some people believe that you could fall off an iceberg. There's not really just, can you fall off an iceberg? Is the earth flat? Like, those two don't just like go together like that.
I didn't realize you were talking about riding on the ice. What do you ride?
It's a game where you run in a car.
Sounds like a really stupid game.
No, it's not. It was one of my favorite
just
games.
Just riding
as a, kid.
A car on the
shooting
ice.
Shooting missiles at each other, trying to blow up the other cars. Really fun.
I mean, Julian Edelman had to step in.
Yeah, because, I mean, and I think Julian Edelman was being a good friend because Danny was, like I said, we got a three-sentence rule, and Danny really went off the deep end. And like you said, he's not public, he's private, but then made it really, really public. His first post, I believe there should be a boundary between private life and social media. Olivia believes in fishbowl lifestyle. This fundamental difference was huge in our relationship. Blah, blah, blah. I need my privacy. Olivia chooses and wants to be noticed on the internet and in Hollywood to make money. Whereas the cost of fame in the world doesn't appeal to me, I play ball for a reason. One reason. And that's respect, all caps. Okay, buddy. Talks about their fights. He messed up. She messed up, too. If you cross me, I'm a hard MF-er to deal with. Oh, chill out, Danny.
Ooh.
Relax.
Uh-oh. Didn't know he was that hard.
The universe brought her and I together to enjoy life, love, and learn. We celebrated that as often as we could, and the sex was bleeping crazy, too. She gets so mad at me for not posting her on social media, but I think that bleep is sometimes fake, toxic, and sometimes beautiful. And I felt like she had enough pictures online anyway. Truth is, I have a whole cell phone of funny, embarrassing, sexy pics Instagram would love to have. However, living a public image isn't my choice.
What is his goal in saying this?
Reading all these wild stories about her and I and seeing Olivia with other men, I just wanted to personally clear the air out here. I'm hurting really bad, Olivia.
We can tell.
Please come back to me. I love you. I miss you. This post is just a cry for help. No, I mean, that's not what he said.
We can tell,
but that's
tell,
what he's
Danny.
Saying. No, that's what he's saying. He's not saying it, but that's what he's saying.
You made it seem like that was actually the end of the text there.
Well, no, he says, I want to clear the air here. We've been on and off for a long time and not up together as of late. Not sure what's in the future, but the only thing I care about is her, all caps, happiness. And if that's dancing with scrawny little bleeps, so be it. I'm happy, too.
I'm sure she'll be happy about this Instagram post.
I'm happy, too. I'm totally still having sex with people, too. Like,
you can tell I'm happy.
You might be out with DJs dancing with them, but just know I'm not at home on Instagram watching. I'm definitely slaying, too.
I'm out being happy.
This is somebody who's definitely having a lot of sex and not mad that Miss Universe has left him.
It's that meme with the mask.
Yeah, I'm smiling as I'm crying deep in my soul. With that said, my beautiful ex-girlfriend, Providence's finest and Baker's Bay pancakes. Carry on, IG, at Olivia Culpo.
What in the hell is he talking about?
And then he had the other one recently, right? What was the one recently? That Julian Edelman finds like enough's enough, bro.
Yeah, he's like, get off Instagram.
Like,
bro.
You gotta stop. If Julian Edelman's really his boy, he just would have posted the crying face meme of him acting like he's not hurt as it's killing him. Danny Amendola, what was it? Fake people have an image to maintain. The real ones just don't care. A picture of him with halfway unbuttoned. Short sleeve button up and like a cowboy hat as he's looking on. Definitely doesn't know the camera's there to take a picture of him right in front of him. And his boy, Julian Edelman, was just like, just get off Instagram, please. Like, stop. You're melting down.
I mean, we have got to do something about CTE. I don't know how we can support Danny Amendola anymore.
I mean, I never liked him anyways. Not
Isn't
Danny
he with
Amendola
the Dolphins
fan.
Now?
Yeah. I mean, you're in Miami, bro. Just go out and live. Like, you'll be fine.
Yeah, people know who you are. Just
no, that's not true.
You don't think people know who Danny Amendola is?
Like, I'm sure if he tells them, hey, my name's Danny Amendola, I play football for the Dolphins.
They'd be like, whoa.
You can Google me, but Danny Amendola walking around the street, no one knows who the hell he is. He's like 6'2" and white. Like, he's just your regular... In Dude. Shape, white bro. Like, he's nobody.
He's still getting recognized.
No.
As people know who he is as a wide receiver. I mean, he's an NFL player.
You think women recognize Danny Amendola?
He's not
Yes. Women, if anybody, it depends on the kind of women, but there's going to be women who know who Danny Amendola is.
He's not getting recognized walking down the street.
He's going to have to
yes,
tell.
Yes, he is.
Like, his online dating profile, if he puts Danny and then puts a picture of him, like, in his jersey on the field, like, yeah, sure. But if Danny Amendola walks into the club in Miami, there's plenty of rich people down in Miami with money that stand out way more in terms of celebrities or...
Well, of course. I'm not saying he gets swarmed like he's Mick Jagger, but he's getting he's definitely getting recognized.
I don't think so at all.
You don't think that there are people in public who recognize Danny Amendola?
If Danny Amendola walked in here and said, "Hey, my name's Daniel," would you know who the hell he is?
No, but I'm not in Miami.
Hello, I'm Dan.
I'm just saying
that you think the Dolphins are crazy about Amendola? Like you think
the people who are close to the Dolphins are going to know who he is? Like the people that people around here recognize people, you know? I mean, like if you go out and you see like a lady from the news, you know who she is. Because you've seen her. Like, imagine the news coverage in Miami. Danny Amendola's on the TV a lot. The locals recognize Danny Amendola.
Is Danny Amendola on the TV a lot?
I'm sure he is. I think he's an NFL player. There's no way you just don't recognize Danny Amendola if you're in Miami.
I think you're way off.
Somebody's going to recognize Danny Amendola.
Dudes.
People are coming up to Danny Amendola to get pictures taken with him. It happens.
You know, I haven't seen any of that on his Instagram. I've just seen sad captions and sad pictures himself. If he is out living his best life, he needs to really let it be known. Because so far, Olivia is really winning the breakup, Danny. Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. The haters and losers, of which there are many, have said it's impossible. People have texted and tweeted in, "Don't make Cam do 3 movies in 9 minutes. His lungs can't handle it. Look at him. He loves weed. He can't do this."
Whoa.
Legalize. I don't use it, but legalize.
Whoa.
He cannot confirm that he likes weed, but he is in favor of legalizing weed.
Cam making a statement. I love it.
Not
legalize.
Not to get political in here, but legalize weed.
I'm just making a generalization about Cam.
It's not generalization.
Is it my 420 hat?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the way Cam gets down, Ben. It's not because he's black. I'm not saying all black people like weed. Don't try to come on here and paint me with that broad blunt
brush.
Are my lips
purple?
We know what Grimace is into over here.
We need 3 movies in 9 minutes. Please, Cam, prove the haters wrong.
Oh, yeah, I won't even need 9 minutes.
What movie we out next?
We got Doctor Strange, then Guardians of the Galaxy 2, then Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, wow, that's 3. All right, Doctor Strange, give it to me. Who the hell is Doctor Strange?
All right, boom. So he was a neurosurgeon, best neurosurgeon in the world. He basically can do anything. So he gets in this car.
He seems like the weirdo from the... third Spider-Man movie, second Spider-Man movie, Dr. Octavius, second Spider-Man movie?
Not that. No, he's different. He's a lot different.
He just seems
he's,
like it. That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah, he's super conceited, like overconfident.
Okay, keep
so
going.
Boom, doctor, he gets in this big car wreck, destroys his hands, and you're like, oh, gosh, now I can't be a doctor. I'm the only doctor in the world that can fix my hands, but now I can't use my hands to fix them because they're broken. So,
that's
boom,
ironic.
They're like, oh, man.
That's
so
ironic.
He basically goes bankrupt trying to figure out how to fix his hands. He can't ever figure anything out. But he finds this guy that had a terminal illness that ruined his like back, and he was supposed to never be able to walk again. Somehow he learned to walk, so he went to talk to him, and he found him. And he was like, hey, like, how'd you do this? And he's like, hey, I went to this place called Carmitage. They taught me through meditation, all this other stuff. So he goes to Carmitage. He meets this guy named Mordo, the ancient one, Wong, and like, hey, we'll teach you how to do this through mystic arts, other dimensions, stuff like that. So boom, he learns about mystic arts, and he starts becoming a sorcerer with the help of them. Boom, this bad guy, Caecilius, is out here, and he's like, oh, I'm going to bring this evil dimension guy from another dimension over here, and he's going to take over the world, and so I'll have ultimate power. And Doctor Strange, I'm like, ah, we don't want you to do that, so we're not going to let you
That's a bad idea, bro.
Yeah, so they're like, okay, stop that. So they get in a fight. The Ancient One dies. Doctor Strange basically finds out that they have the Time Stone.
What time period are we in with Doctor Strange?
It is like after Civil War. It's like right around Civil War.
So
are
we just supposed to think
it's
like 2015?
It's like, yeah,
2014?
Like 2016,
okay.
2017.
Okay.
So, so he finds out they have the Time Stone. So he's like, oh, I'm going to use this to help in the fight. So boom, they go.
Remember the Time Stones,
it's
Cody.
Important.
I feel like those are going to be important for Endgame.
So he goes into a big fight with Caecilius, the evil guy. He's like destroying Hong Kong. There's 3 sanctums that the mystic people protect. It's Hong Kong, New York, London. They're in Hong Kong, gets destroyed. Doctor Strange uses the Time Stone to bring one of his friends back to life, and he's like, all right, I got a plan. I'm going to make this time loop. He goes and talks to this evil being whose name is Dormammu, and he's like from a different dimension, so he doesn't understand the concept of time. So it's a time loop, and he keeps killing Doctor Strange, but he keeps coming back because it's a loop. And he's like, "What the heck is going on here?" So he's like, "All right, I will release you from this time." Yeah, but you know, my mom could be listening. So he goes and he's like,
"Sorry,
I'll let you loose from this
weed thing." That was not because he's black.
He was like, "I'll break the time loop if you leave my planet alone and go away." And Dormammu's like, "No, I'll just keep killing you." And eventually he's like, "Okay, this crap is annoying." So he's like, "All right, I'll leave Earth alone. I'll take Cassilius with me if you break the time loop." So boom, that was Doctor Strange. And then end credit scene, he's like talking to Thor and he's like, help you and Loki find Odin. So boom, we have Guardians of the Galaxy.
Hold on. Before we go to that one, good job. The first movie is in. Cody, I put up your poll question. Is there anything better than a big, fat, crinkle-cut fry covered in ketchup?
You're going to say big, fat, white girl.
No, that was you made the claim that there is nothing better than a big, fat, crinkle-cut fry covered in ketchup.
Uh-huh.
We put the poll up. 554 people have voted, and 66% of the people say yes. There is something better than that. 34% of the people agree with you.
That's a pretty good number, honestly.
Chad says, yes, one covered in salt and not ketchup. Who the hell is just eating fries just covered in salt? Are people doing that?
Ugh. You better have a Dr. Pepper handy if you're going to.
Kevin says, a lot tots. Of salt. Always tots.
Tots. Tots are the most overrated thing. Get the fries, for God's sake. Unless you're getting chili cheese tots.
I thought we were going somewhere else with that.
Don't be, don't be weird. Unless you're getting chili cheese tots. Otherwise, get the fries.
All right, let's. Wanda says lots of things far better. She doesn't tell us what she thinks is far better, just lots of things.
Many things are better.
Another tweeter writes in, maybe something with Tyrone Biggums scratching his neck. Maybe wanting some drugs. Like
crack.
And crack, then crack JT cocaine? Says ranch, far better on fries than ketchup.
Ew,
that sounds gross,
that's
too.
Disgusting.
All right, up next we got what movie, Cam?
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Give it to me, Cam! All
right, so they start out and they're at this place called the Sovereign, helping them defeat this monster. Harder, in exchange, Cam! For giving them Nebula. So they go and they get Nebula of them because they defeated the monster, but then they have... Rocket the Raccoon, he stole some of the batteries from the place, and the people got pissed, so they send the ships after him. So the ships are shooting at him, and they're like, oh no, we're about to die. And then somebody randomly saved them. They crash land on a planet. Turns out the guy that saves them was Peter Quill's dad. Peter had no idea who his
who
dad
the hell
was.
Is Peter Quill?
That's a Star-Lord.
Who the hell
Chris
is that?
Chris Pratt.
Okay.
So he's
thank
like,
you.
He's like, okay, oh, you're my dad? Like, wow, I don't know where my dad was. Like, yeah, you
always
do supposed to deliver you.
I love when the dad pops up out of nowhere. You're like, oh.
Kurt Russell played him. It was really good. But he was like, oh, so
Starts
you're my dad? Like, oh, man. Like, where have you been all these years? Like, yeah, Yondu was supposed to bring him to you, but I guess he didn't bring you. So here I am. I'm trying to be the father I meant to be. Yeah, come back to my planet. So he comes back to the planet with him, Gamora, Drax, and Rocket the Raccoon, Groot, and Nebula, whose prisoner stays back to fix the ship.
Rocky Raccoon's one of my favorite
people. The people from the beginning, the Sovereign, they hire Yondu to go capture the Guardians since they stole the batteries or whatever. So Yondu shows up and he captures Rocket and Nebula. Then there's a mutiny, so he gets taken over. Rocket and them are captured. Meanwhile, on the planet, Star-Lord's learned how to use these, like, godly powers, because apparently his dad's a Celestial, which is like an Earth. Basically, he's a planet. But he has, like, godlike abilities and stuff. It's crazy. He can manipulate matter and stuff. So he's teaching Star-Lord how to do it. And he's like, oh, wow, you're, like, my first kid that's done it. He's like, what do you mean? Yada, yada. He's like, oh, yeah, I've just basically been around to every planet in the universe and made a baby. And everybody tried to learn how to control the power. And you're the first person to do it. So now we're going to take over the universe, you and me. And he's like, what? He's like, yeah, don't worry about it. We're going to do it. And Star-Lord's like, I don't want to do that. He's like, yeah, I hated having to kill your mom to get you here, but you did that. And Star-Lord's like, what? You killed my mom?
Whoa.
So he gets really mad. And
imagine
starts fighting his dad.
Coke before his reviews.
So he starts fighting his dad. Meanwhile, Rocket and Yondu get away, and they're coming to help him out. So they're all fighting on this ego. This guy, the dad's name is Ego. So they're fighting on his planet. Big fight. Nebula shows up trying to kill Gamora. They end up becoming friends again. And so they're all hanging out fighting, and they're trying to kill Star-Lord's dad. And like, hey, Groot, take this bomb down.
I am Groot.
But he's a baby Groot now.
I've never seen it, but I know
he's baby.
I am baby Groot. Because
the old one died, so they took a little sapling and made a new one.
Did he say Groot?
He just, I am Groot.
I am Groot.
Okay, so so they're like, okay, we replace this bomb on his brain on the planet. We're fighting him. Boom, Peter's getting pissed. He's fighting him. They kill him. Peter loses his godly abilities. Yondu's like, I may not have been your father's son, but I was your daddy. And he's like, oh, and you start crying because Yondu dies.
Is that sexual?
No, it's because he has like a country accent, so it was like, I don't know. That was probably a bad accent. But
what was the line here?
He was like, I may not have been your father's son, but I was your daddy.
And he had a country accent?
Gotcha. Yeah.
This sounds like some Hills Have Eyes stuff.
Or a country song.
No, he just raised him from a kid, so.
I understand.
But yeah, squeal, so he ends up dying. All the guardians end up surviving, and they leave, and that was the movie.
It's like they say, like on Father's Day, you know, for the people who are, you know, have either adopted kids or stepdads or something. It's like, hey, I might not. It takes any boy, any man could be a father, or any boy could be a father, but it takes a man to be a dad.
Yep.
And that's kind of what
that's kind of what he went for. But they made it a little weird, but it was cool. That was the movie.
Let's get a sports take from you during this. Yes. Max Kellerman says James Harden has replaced Peyton Manning in American sports culture as the choker. Your thoughts?
I didn't even think Peyton Manning was listed as the choker in
I do think it's
to
fair.
Be honest.
But I do think it's fair. Sorry as I talk over you as I ask you for your opinion. Sorry. I've been known to do that a couple times. I was just going to say, I do feel like early in his career, Peyton Manning was thought of as a choker. Until he got that first Super Bowl, he was thought of as a choker. Couldn't beat Florida. Didn't win the national championship here. And then, you know, they flamed out in the playoffs for a good portion of his first
I think it's interesting
years.
They're putting this on the Harden right now when they're up 3-1 in a series just because they lost the game and he didn't play well. Like, it's one game. You're up 3-1.
Great point by you, Cam. Really scraping the bottom of the barrel for national stories because, they're up 3-1. And sure, James Harden didn't play good in game three. Didn't play good in game four, but the Rockets look
they're
really
still
good
win
right
the series. So.
All right, third movie, what do we got?
Spider-Man Homecoming, in my opinion, the best rendition of Spider-Man
was Sorry, hold on. Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
Yeah, Volume 2.
How important is that one to watch on a scale of 1 to 10?
That's why I'm flying through these. These aren't super important. So Strange was the most important, so yeah, it's somewhere around there.
I feel like Strange probably should be bigger than a 3.
Yeah, it was like a 6 because it has the time stone.
We
got to
know about those damn time stones. Because even me as haven't seen them, I imagine the time stones are how they're going to bring everyone back to life at the
time zone. Spoiler alert. It introduces like the multiverse a little bit and stuff like that.
How did you feel about us introducing, making Cam do sports takes in the middle of that? I feel like he did good on the James Harden stuff.
I feel like that was a good addition.
Good wrinkle?
Yeah, I definitely felt like that was a good addition.
All right, Spider-Man.
Homecoming. Yep, so basically it opens
up. Before you give me this, can I give you a hot take?
Yeah.
James Garfield, that's my Spider-Man.
Oh, that's your Spider-Man? I think he did a really good job as Spider-Man, but he wasn't a very good Peter Parker, if that makes sense. Tobey Maguire is a better Peter Parker. Not as good Spider-Man. I think Tom Holland's the perfect combination.
You know, I wasn't prepared for that retort, but A, I think I yield to your expertise, and B, maybe he was a good Peter Parker. I thought he was a good Spider-Man, and that's why I said he's my Spider-Man.
No, he was a good Spider-Man. He played Spider-Man well.
But I feel like he wasn't dorky enough. Yeah. No, you're right. James Garfield was way too attractive.
And he looked way too old to be a high school student.
That's right. Okay.
But okay, yeah, Spider-Man Proceed. Homecoming. So it opens up like right after the Battle of New York back in 2012, and there's a salvage company by Adrian Toomes.
What was the Battle of New York?
It was when the aliens invaded in the Avengers movie.
When Iron Man goes up into the sky.
There were aliens?
Yeah, that was all the way back in the Avengers review.
That was Avengers.
That was when I watched on FX.
I sort of kind of remember it. Okay.
So this guy's a salvage company, and he's picking up all the alien scrap and stuff, and the government's like, hey, no, you guys can't handle this alien stuff. We're going to take it. So they accidentally end up taking the truck, and he's like, okay, we just all lost our jobs. Screw it. Let's just make alien weapons and sell them to people. So, boom, they get rich off that. The guy makes a super sweet wingsuit. He goes by the Vulture now, and then like 8 years later, so it's Spider-Man. It's right after Civil War, and he's coming back from like helping Tony Stark with fighting Cap and all that, and he's sitting around just doing friendly neighborhood Spider-Man stuff, waiting for a new mission from Tony Stark. He sees a bank getting robbed with high-tech weapons. He stops. He's like, whoa, these weapons are crazy. He kind of digs more into it, and he ends up having like a fight with the Vulture, almost dies. Tony Stark saves him. He's like, hey, you need to leave this alone, kid. Like, just do your thing on the neighborhood level. Like, we got this covered.
I said Andrew Garfield, right?
Yeah. Yes. So he
tweeted in saying it's Andrew Garfield. I'm like, what the hell? I said
that's what you said. But
he's just saying that's his Spider-Man too.
Yeah, maybe.
Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. So then he goes and he's at this. He goes to this boat. He finds out they're doing this big weapons deal. So he tries to go and stop the deal on the ferry, and he gets into a big fight with them. Iron Man shows up and saves the boat because the boat like splits in half after the fight scene and all that stuff. And he's like, Spider-Man, I told you to leave it alone. Like, the FBI was here. They had this. Like, boom, I'm going to take your suit away. Because Tony Stark had given him a high-tech suit. He was just using some like stuff he had made that wasn't super high-tech.
People
said
I said James Garfield.
That was a president.
I thought I said Andrew, too. But two people have said it. Ben, you said I say Andrew? In my head, I think I said Andrew.
Too.
James Garfield would not fit.
Well,
here.
Someone tweeted another. One person said I said James. Another one tweeted a picture and said, "This is your Spider-Man with the picture of James Garfield." So maybe I did.
Maybe, I don't know. I was thinking Andrew.
Yeah,
so
we'll delete the tape and I'll just say I'm right.
Yeah, you guys are wrong.
We're right.
Yeah, always.
James Garfield was assassinated. He's the 20th president of the U.S.
James Garfield got assassinated.
Not my Spider-Man.
Yeah, while he was in office.
His presidential term was March 4th, 1881 to September 19th, 1881.
I have never, ever
I didn't know
heard
either.
That.
The about more James you know, Garfield. Spider-Man teaches you things.
We always talk about Lincoln and Kennedy. Why does no one care about Garfield getting assassinated?
Crazy. But okay, yeah, Tony Stark takes away his suit and is like, okay, like, if you can't, like, listen and follow this, like, you don't deserve to wear this suit, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. He takes the suit back. He ends up going to, like, prom. He finds out the girl he's taking to prom is the evil Vulture, is her dad. So he's like, oh, crap, this is crazy. And the guy's like, yeah, man. You take my girl to prom, and I'm going to go rob this stuff. And so you stay there. And Spider-Man's like, no, I'm leaving. I'm going to stop you. And he's like, I'm going to kill your family. But Spider-Man's like, no, I'm going to come
Talk
stop you anyways. So, yeah. So they're moving a bunch of, like, high-tech stuff out of Stark Tower to a different facility in a plane. So the Vulture goes and hijacks the plane. Spider-Man catches up to him. He's on top of a plane just, like, chilling, and he's Spider-Man. He's helped fly a crashing plane. He's fighting the Vulture at the same time. Big fight scene. He ends up winning, and this is all using just some, like, crap, like, hoodie and goggles he made in, like, his basement. Well, he doesn't have a basement. He has an apartment in his room. But so he's, like, ends up winning. He beats the Vulture, saves his life, ties them all up, and just leaves a note for Tony Stark and is like, you're welcome. And then Tony ends up giving his suit back. He's like, hey, you want to join the Avengers full time? And Peter's like, oh, no, this is probably just a test. Like, I'm not going to actually join the Avengers full time. And
what the hell was that?
My computer was about to go out. I didn't want to mess up the audio. But
man of many talents.
So he's like, no, I'm not going to join the Avengers.
I got to give you credit. Earlier movie review said yada yada yada. This time he said blah blah blah. Very versatile view. Very versatile view. That's good.
But so yeah, so he's like, oh no, I don't want to be Avenger full time. Like, this must be a test. And Tony's like, oh well, I was actually gonna make an Avenger, but okay, yeah, you keep doing your neighborhood Spider-Man stuff. And yeah, so Spider-Man's just happy being a neighborhood Spider-Man. And that was really
Tomei was in this one, right?
Yeah, Aunt May was in this one, yep. And at the end, she sees him dressed up as Spider-Man and finds out it's him.
Oh,
so
that's a twist I wasn't
expecting.
That's
interesting going into the next few movies with him. But, yeah, that was it.
Did we? Did she have a reaction? Was she happy?
It was just like, she like dropped something and like gasped, and then it cut off.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Was it the end credit scene?
No, that was like the end of the movie. The end credit scene was some like weird like Captain America like high school like information.
How important was this on a scale of 1 to 10?
Like a 4. It's just introducing. It's like 3-4. Sure. Like it's just introducing Spider-Man more. But yeah.
Where does this rank in terms of Spider-Man movies?
Oh, it was my favorite. I loved it. I thought it was awesome. Because I thought they did such a good job with the Spider-Man.
I feel like the Garfield version of Spider-Man would have been better if it was James Garfield.
It could have been,
the president.
Assassination and all would have been crazy.
Or maybe the cat. Maybe if they'd have made the cat Spider-Man.
I just put up an important poll question.
One of Stripes says, Garfield wasn't an instant death from the gunshot, which probably plays into it. He suffered for a few months before finally succumbing to his wounds. That's really nice way to say that, One of Stripes. Yeah. He suffered for a few months before finally succumbing to his wounds. That's well written.
Hate to see him succumb.
Hate to see him succumb. I forgot Cam had his mic now.
Yeah. Makes me feel powerful.
I always feel like I'm on LSD when Cam does these movie reviews.
Me too. That's why I like
it. It's a real ride.
Last call on the other side. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call on the other side. Brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka, award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee up in Bristol. I'm excited for August. We got plans to do some stuff up there race week that I think is going to be a lot of fun and really redneck, and I'm excited for it. Pick you up a bottle of Volunteer Vodka at your local package store. Pump the brakes or keep rolling. Cody McClure, would you like to go first or is it to go second?
I can go first.
Don't. Think about it too hard.
I was going to say we should do that together.
I've already told you we are.
Race weekend.
I've already told you we are.
Together.
Yeah, we are.
Race weekend's fun.
I'm not leaving you here. It'll be fun. You're the life of the party, big guy.
So you want to go first or second?
Just go.
Walgreens making changes to their tobacco sales.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor! No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
gets me every time. You just think it's going to stop, and you just keep screaming no.
He just keeps going.
Hey, are you done? No, senor! You done yet? No, senor!
No, senor, I am still not done. Okay,
really struggling for a story number two,
boy,
huh?
Locks his dad's iPad for a long time.
Okay. Now give it to
me. A 3-year-old boy reportedly entered the wrong password on his dad's iPhone or his iPad and locked it up until 2067.
How does that happen?
Because he tried repeatedly to unlock it, and it just kept multiplying, apparently. A photo of the iPad screen noted the device was disabled and said, try again in 25,536,442 minutes.
I'd imagine that you could get that fixed, surely. It'd be funny if you couldn't, though. NFL player gets a terrible tattoo.
Pump your brakes, kid.
As someone with a crooked power T on his arm, I think you know a lot about terrible tattoos. And as someone that I have a bull that kind of looks like a wild hog on my arm, I think I know a little bit about tattoos.
Certainly.
Ezekiel Elliott now joins us as he got his own face on his leg.
He's already got it on his face. Why does he need it on his leg?
I mean, what's the deal? Does he not realize that it's already on his face?
Look in a mirror. The nerve of these people.
That's pretty funny. His whole calf is a picture of Zeke with zombie eyes and a crown on top of his trademark afro. So is he saying he's the Night King?
Well, that would be an upgrade.
All right. Good job by you. Cam, great job by you. Are we going to have you call tomorrow, or are we going to be able to do this on Thursday? We'll have Cam call in at least for one or two movies tomorrow, because Endgame's 2 days away. See you boys tomorrow. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.